tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. Elf Marianne Bright here in the North Pole Tracking Center for Asia and the Middle East, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. At this hour, professional Santa trackers around the world are getting ready for Santa's annual flight. Here to explain a little of how that works is Elf Margie Trudeau of the Santa Trackers Department. Margie, how do you organize more than 5 million tracker elves around the world?
Hi, Marianne. We have the world laid out in 5 big sectors. Then we work on each sector to tailor what they report to the North Pole and when they report it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So what sector are the elves in that work where we're reporting from here, for Asia and the Middle East?
That's known as Sector 2, Marianne. And it's just about Christmas Eve morning in some parts of Sector 2, right now as we speak.
So how different are things for trekkers in Sector 2 right now versus those in Sector 5?
Oh, very different. Sector 2 is in Christmas Eve, so they'll be sending in reports of weather, traffic, flight hazards, that kind of stuff. Elves in Sector 5 have a full day to get ready for all that. And I'm guessing many of them are still asleep right now.
Thanks, Margie, for that outstanding report. We'll be getting live reports from trackers all over the world in the hours ahead. For the North Pole, I'm Elf Marianne Bright, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.